From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is set to release his budget for fiscal year 2016 Monday. In his weekly address today, the president says it's based on ensuring more Americans get ahead in the new economy.
We'll help working families' paychecks go farther by treating things like paid leave and childcare like the economic priorities that they are. We'll offer Americans of every age the chance to upgrade their skills so they can earn higher wages.
In the Republican address, Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins says GOP priorities are different.
Expanding opportunity, protecting middle-class savings, holding government accountable. These are your priorities, which means they are Republicans' priorities.
The GOP-led Congress is expected to reject the president's budget. The Pentagon says U.S. and coalition forces carried out 27 airstrikes against the self-declared Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. U.S. defense officials also say one of the extremist group's chemical weapons experts was killed in an earlier strike. Representatives from Ukraine, Russia, and pro-Russian separatists are meeting in Belarus today to try to reopen peace talks on the crisis in eastern Ukraine, while heavy fighting continues. The BBC's David Stern reports it's particularly intense around the strategic town of Debaltseve.
Debaltseve is a transport hub, a railroad hub, in fact, and seen as strategic. In fact, many people are speculating that the reason why the rebels are focusing on this is that it will make their self-declared republics more economically viable. So the fighting is apparently very intense in and around Debaltseve. We're receiving reports that there's no water, heat, or electricity in the town. There are still civilians that are stranded there, and the shelling is constant.
The BBC's David Stern in Kiev. In Spain, tens of thousands of demonstrators are marching in Madrid today to support a new anti-austerity party that's similar to the one now in power in Greece. Lauren Freyer reports from the Spanish capital.
They've streamed into Madrid from all over Spain, buses, trains, and carpools. They're here to show their support for Spain's newest political party, Podemos, which means we can in Spanish.
We can have a better country because I want Spain to change.
19-year-old Laura Casas hopes Podemos can follow through on promises to lower youth unemployment and wipe away corruption.
I think they are very intelligent people. They want to make a country like people want. Not like politicians want.
Polls show Podemos may have enough support to oust ruling conservatives from power in Spanish elections this fall. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
This is NPR. Serena Williams has won the Australian Open for the sixth time. She beat Maria Sharapova today in two straight sets while battling a cough and cold. It's her 19th Grand Slam title. Pro Football's Hall of Fame Class of 2015 will be announced at a ceremony tonight ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR reports among the finalists is a player who suffered a terrible consequence of concussions.
Former NFL linebacker Junior Seau headlines the finalists in his first year of eligibility. He played most of his 20-year career in San Diego before finishing at New England. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says Seau played with passion.
It's obviously got to happen. I mean, I can't imagine having a professional football Hall of Fame without Junior Seau in it.
In 2012, Seau committed suicide. An autopsy revealed the 43-year-old had suffered from a brain disease associated with head injuries. Other Hall of Fame finalists include running back Jerome Bettis, quarterback Kurt Warner, and coaches Jimmy Johnson and Tony Dungy. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Phoenix.
Two helium balloon pilots landed safely in waters about 4 miles off the coast of Baja, Mexico this morning after setting new records crossing the Pacific from Japan in 6 days, 16 hours, and 37 minutes. They chose a water landing because of low-level winds. The American and Russian balloonists have traveled farther and longer in a gas balloon than anyone else. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.